I'd like to ask brother Faraz and Najam to say some words.
No Pakistani troops for Saudi war!
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, we came here to stand in solidarity with the citizens, the Canadian citizens here, and the citizens of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan that are standing against the visit of Mohammed bin Salman to Pakistan. This is a very honorable stand that you guys have made. As you know, Mohammed bin Salman and his system is a dictator system, an evil system. They have planted seeds of hate and divisions and sectarianism in the whole world. It has reached even to Canada. As you know, the intelligence in Canada, whenever they investigate people that have left to join ISIS, we call it Daesh, you see that the imprints and the fingerprints of the Wahhabi doctrine. As you know, the Saudi regime, Al Saud, they have a lot of money because they have landed in a very rich land. If you look in the eastern province, that's where all the oil is, and the Aramco company. They extract all this oil, they use all this money to influence people in the world, bribe people, bully people on an international stage in the United Nations. As you know, in Yemen, they have caused the worst humanitarian crisis. As we know, Yemen is the neighbor of Saudi Arabia. And usually the manners of a neighbor should be very high, right? Even as Muslims or even as humans, you know, we learn that you have to take care of your neighbor, you have to respect your neighbor, you have to help your neighbor, you have to visit your neighbor, you have to see how your neighbor is doing and see if you can help him. They are doing the opposite. They are blockading the country and bombarding it day and night. They have hit the hospitals, they have hit the schools, they have hit everything. The last port in Hodeidah right now, and they are bombarding it crazy. And they are trying to take this last port to get any help for these people. In Iraq, they have planted many, many suicide bombers. They have killed many people from all different religions and sects. I have family in Iraq, and a lot of people have been wounded and killed because of the Saudi regime, because of the Wahhabi doctrine that is the state-sponsored religion for the Wahhabi, for the Saudi regime. They have planted the Wahhabism all over the world. And we are in solidarity with you people. As you always, I see your faces and I've seen your faces many times before. You brothers are always in where it needs to be needed. You know, you guys come and protest against any human rights violations, any violations towards the Islamic Ummah. You guys are always there. So I salute all of you people, honestly. And your families and whoever supports you in the background. Also, we have every year we have an annual march against the Saudi-Canadian arms deal and against the Saudi war. It actually marks the anniversary of the illegal Saudi coalition war against the Yemeni people. This will be on March 26, 2019, and it will be in Ottawa. I know it is a weekday, also a Tuesday, so it will be a little bit more difficult for people, but it's worth the trip, inshallah ta'ala. And we hope more people can come out. And I thank everybody, and we will always, inshallah, stand against the Al Saud regime because they are always causing evil things in the world. Down, down, Al Saud.
Down, down, Al Saud.
Down, down, Al Saud.
Down, down, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, 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 Al Saud.
Thank you very much. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
No Canadian.